Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Marx has found some flaws in the show as it was done, and he's going to do the whole thing over for us.
All I want him to do is supply the money, and I'll be glad to do the whole thing over. You know what's nice about this place? Nobody can escape while the show is on.
No, they lock the doors. They take the air out of here, too.
They also remove the balcony.
Well, I think the balcony left after the first two contestants. There was a balcony in here when we started with the show.
Now, are these people going to be here every week?
These people are glued to the seats, ain't they? And this is a permanent audience for Red Skelton and for you in the fall. They're the people who are going to wait till you come back in August.
Well, I think they're a fine-looking crowd.
They sure are. I think this is a better class than you get at your program.
I don't know if it's any better. It's the same crowd. They get a little older, then. Notice a brand-new sailor, though. He's probably a deserter from the Navy and sneak over here.
Well, there are people hide out in these audiences, you know. You never get found. They had a man in the Red Skelton audience who wanted for 7 years before they found him in there.
That's true. Now, it may be just a coincidence, but I saw Walter O'Keefe picketing out front here.
Well, I don't know.
Trying to get everybody in that Campbell can.
Well, Campbell's in there most of the time himself. There's very little room for other people when Campbell's in there.
He's either making soup or burying people in New York.
Oh, Campbell, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Campbell.
What is he doing? What is his function? That's not the original Campbell, is it?
No, just come out here.
Yes. We ought to explain who this gentleman is. He has a lot to answer for, ladies and gentlemen.
This man is responsible for practically every quiz show that's been perpetrated in Hollywood in the last 5 years.
Not me, Groucho. All these people would do the work.
Not me.
Well, they photograph the show. They put them on film.
You should see him at night when he's unrolling his film.
Come on, my lead.
Thanks.
Go backstage.
Well,
Fred, I don't know what else we can say to this audience except curse them out for showing up the other day.
Well, I don't know.
I think they've been a wonderful audience, and I think it's really a great show.
Well, thank you.
And Fred, this may be the thing that'll bring you back to California.
Well,
if it does that, it'll have accomplished its purpose because I've been trying to get him out here for 20 years.
Well, I'm out here now. The thing is to stop me from going back. Nobody's expected that. Well, I have to go back. I have a lot of relatives there, and it's too expensive to bring them out here. If this was downhill from New York, my relatives would have walked out here, and I would have been happy to stay here.
But most of your relatives are downhill, aren't they?
Yes.
No, why don't you bring them as far as Kansas City?
I have them.
Not halfway.
Well, I like to bring them to Kansas City and leave them there.
Is there an ashtray in the audience?
Is there a writer in the audience? Well, I think this isn't bad for no material, which most of these shows have.
I think the audience by this time has recognized the fact that we have no material at all.
I think so. Also, that we personally have no money, so there's no interest in us from now on. Because you're not working during the summer. Of course, that eliminates you, as a...
No, but I have 10 or 12 sleepless weeks ahead of me now, Fred.
Sleepless?
Yes, because you may wind up with a sponsor like DeSoto.
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. You were...
Don't get an automobile.
No, I...
How can you like to buy one of those cars, too? The old days, I was on for Elgin Compact. All I had to do was buy a $3 compact.
Well, I was on
give you a good, but you wouldn't want to give a good automobile, would you?
Not frequently, no. But I was on for Salopatic for 8 years.
What? There's nothing like starting from the bottom.
I think so. I think now that we have gotten one collective laugh that was yours, I think that we ought to...
It's your feed line, Fred.
No, I just...
If you hadn't taken that salivating, I never would have had the answer.
I never would have had the problems that I had then. But,
I predict that if we stay in here 5 more minutes, the place will be raided.
I think if we stand 10 minutes, Vaudeville will come back.
Whatever happened to Vaudeville, Fred? I'll give you a straight line like George Burns.
Yes.
I should be leaning against the side. I'll lean against you, Fred.
The Vaudeville, I don't know. I forget who somebody said that. The Vaudeville, Bob Hope said that. The Vaudeville died and television is the box that it came back in. I get credit, you see. I wouldn't steal Bob's line without saying so.
Well, now, don't forget to listen to Eddie Cantor, Sonny, because he's going to celebrate his 38th anniversary with Idols next Sunday.
Really?
On the television.
Oh, really?
It'll be nice to see a couple of them married for 38 years. Imagine how many wives the average couple has out here in 38 years.
In the picture business, it's just frightful. You could open your own harem. I mean, if you could meet a wealthy shirk and unload them.
If you know whether the harem, I'd be glad to unload it for you.
But
I have harem. How did you like that woman you had on the show tonight?
Say, where do you get that product? That I remember the scalp told us. The rest of it, the vase.
You got some very attractive girls up there tonight, Fred. You mind if I use them in August?
No, no. I think they'll still be attractive in this climate. They'll be August.
Most of mine are decomposed. I've used up all the concessions. We're planning on Forest Lawn for the fall.
Well, with the climate, I understand they have a man in Forest Lawn who goes around every day with a big shovel and hits the ground so the people don't grow again in that garden. A woman named Lily came halfway up out there. Ladies and gentlemen, Fred, let's go out to Forest Lawn and get the whole thing over with. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming tonight to help.
How about thanking me?
I was going to thank you later. It's the climax of the whole thing.
Oh.
And I want to thank you for coming and helping us out tonight. I hope you've had a pleasant hour or so. And I want to thank Groucho for coming down to help us launch this with no champagne. And
later.
It comes later. And
first we got to get the launch.
Well, I go out to launch every noontime.
Well, let's not whine about it, Fred. Let's get it or not get it, huh? Shall we leave?
Yes, we shall leave.
Come, Mr. Gallagher.
Yes, thank you very much.